بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليأتين على الناس زمان يطوف الرجل فيه بالصدقة من الذهب فلا يجد أحدا يأخذها منه. We are still in this chapter of the signs of Qiyamah and also about Dajjal. Quite a few hadith came about that, and also hadith on various subjects. Yeah, is one different subject that is discussed. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانِ. A time will come upon people, such a time, يَطُوفُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهِ بِالصَّدَقَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ. A person will go around with his sadaqah, zakat, etc., giving charity of gold. فَلَا يَجِدُ أَحَدًا يَأْخُذُهَا. And he will not find anyone that is prepared to take it. In other words, everyone will be rich, will be well off. There will be nobody who wants to take sadaqah. وَيُرَى الرَّجُلُ الْوَاحِدِ يَتْبَعُهُ أَرْبَعُونَ إِمْرَاتًا. And you will see that there will be one man and there will be 40 women that will be walking and going behind him. In other words, there will be plenty of women. For marriage also, there will be one man to 40 women. يَلُذْنَ بِهِ مِنْ قِلَّةِ الرِّجَالِ وَكَثْرَةِ النِّسَاءِ. And the woman will desire that man for marriage, or even just like that, because of the great scarcity of man and woman that will be in so much of excess. That is, such a time will also come. This hadith mentions two things. Firstly, due to the abundance of wealth, nobody will be prepared to accept sadaqah. Everyone will be so rich that he will not be prepared to accept charity. Secondly, there will be many more women than men on account of wars or increased female births. Usually, and wars which are taking place, and it is the men, the soldiers on the battlefield that get killed. So the women are left behind. And this had happened previously also, First World War, Second World War. And the true answer for that was the teachings of Islam, that one man marries four women, so that the women are not abused also, their honor is not interfered with, and they are looked after very well. But when that is not the case, then women are left free, and all the other evils that follow with it comes along. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اشترى رجل من رجل أقارا. A man bought a piece of land from another man. A normal transaction, he bought a land. فوجد الذي اشترى الأقار في أقاره جرة فيها ذهب. The person who bought the land found in that land a jar filled with gold coins. A whole jar filled with gold coins. فَقَالَ لَهُ الَّذِي اشْتَرَى الْأَقَارِ. Then he said to the person who sold him that land, from whom he bought that land, خُذْ ذَهَبَكْ. Take your gold, this is your gold. I bought the land, I did not buy the gold. إِنَّمَا اشْتَرَيْتُ مِنْكَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَمْ أَشْتَرِ الذَّهَبِ. I bought the land, I did not buy the gold. وَقَالَ الَّذِي لَهُ الْأَرْضِ. And the person whose land it was first, from whom he bought it, he said, إِنَّمَا بِئِتُكَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهَا. I sold you whatever, the land and everything that was on it. Everything is yours, which we can't understand today. Today the fight will be the opposite way. The person who sold the land will say, I didn't sell you this gold, bring it back. And the person who found the gold will say, it's mine, I bought the land, it is. But yeah, it was opposite. He wants to return the gold, and that person does not want to take it. And not just one, two coins, a whole jar full of that gold. فَتَحَكَمَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ. So they went to a person, and that was Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. They went to him to make the case, court case, for this a court case, which we can't comprehend and understand today. فَقَالَ الَّذِي تَحَاكَمَ إِلَيْهِ. Then that person who they went to, Dawood alayhi salam, he said, أَلَكُمَا وَلَدٌ. Have you people got children? قال أحدهما, the one of them said, لي غلام, I've got a son. وقال الآخر لي جارية, he said, the other one said, I've got a daughter. Then داود عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أنكحا الغلام الجارية, marry this boy to this girl. وأنفقا على أنفسهما منه, and this jar of gold that you have found, let them give it to them, let them share it and let them use it. وتصدقا, and also let them give some sadaqah from there, some charity from there. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, as we will read in the hadith in front also, was very famous for his wonderful decisions he used to make. Such a way, a decision that all parties used to remain happy. Not only that, the one, there is a loser and a winner, but everyone was a winner in his decisions. Allah had blessed him with such wisdom and such understanding. The incident highlights that there was a time when such honesty and integrity prevailed. And this also happened, such people, mankind is blessed with such people, with such rulers and with such judges, when they themselves are honest and they themselves, their hearts are open and clean. When such honesty and integrity prevailed amongst men, that buyers and sellers were more concerned with practicing upon religious teachings than lining their pockets. Today we openly throw religious teachings one side. Even in the family, inheritance matters, etc. We don't care what deen says, we manipulate it. But on the other side, but as long as we can fill our pockets. But those were days when they were more concerned about the teachings of deen, not only the basic teachings of masail, etc., and not only of taqwa, but of kindness and to favor the next person and show compassion to the next person. That is when there was so much barakat and people also, there were such great people with such wisdom. Ulama state that this incident transpired during the reign of Dawood alayhi salam, who reconciled between two parties in an amazingly wise manner. He was blessed with this great, great wisdom and he sorted out problems accordingly. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.